This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with the series called 40 Days in the Word. In these lessons, Rick teaches us what it means to not just be hearers of the Word, but also doers of the Word. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the DVD study kit of this great series. And you can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Seeing What God Wants Me to See.
We pick the story up in verse 15, Luke 24. Suddenly, Jesus himself came along and joined them, these two disciples, and began walking beside them. But they didn't know who he was because God kept them from recognizing him. Jesus said, "You seem to be in a deep discussion about something. What are you so concerned about?" Because they're talking about the crucifixion and all that's going on, and chaos in Jerusalem. They stopped short, sadness written on their faces. And then Cleopas said, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have happened in the last few days." Jesus said, "What things?" He's playing dumb, okay? Obviously, he knows what's going on. Jesus was the center of attention. He goes, "What things?" And the disciples said, "The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they said. "He was a prophet who did wonderful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher, highly regarded by both God and all the people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders arrested him, handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had thought he was the Messiah." And so you say, "We thought this guy was God, but he's dead now. We had thought he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel." That all happened 3 days ago, they continued. Then some women were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing, and that they had seen angels who told them Jesus is alive. Now, some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, Jesus' body was gone, just as the women had said. So they're all confused. They haven't seen Jesus. He's walking right there with them, but they haven't seen him yet. And they're, "No, I don't know what to believe." Then Jesus said, "You are such foolish people. You find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted by the prophets that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering into his time of glory?" Then Jesus quoted passages from the writings of Moses. That's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And quoted all of the prophets, that's the Old Testament, explaining what all the scriptures said about him. Now, I said last week, a lot of people think that the Old Testament is about Israel and the New Testament is about Jesus. Wrong. It's all about Jesus from cover to cover. This is a Jesus book. And the first part of the book tells you it's coming. He's coming. And you see Jesus in allusions and in analogies and in metaphors and in prophecies and in statements and in predictions. He's all through every chapter of the Bible. And then we find the Gospels where you hear the stories of Jesus. And then we have the book of Acts, which is what happened after Jesus goes back to heaven and the church grows. And then all the letters, which is how we're supposed to live since then. But it's all about Jesus. Now it says, by this time, these two disciples and Jesus are nearing Emmaus, the city, and the end of their journey. And Jesus would have gone on, but they begged him to stay the night with them. And since it was getting late, so he, Jesus, went home with them. Now, they still don't recognize him. As they sat down to eat, Jesus took a small loaf of bread, just like he did in the Last Supper. And he asked God to bless it, just like in the Last Supper. And he broke it, and he gave it to them. And in verse 31 on your outline, then their eyes were opened. Circle that phrase. Their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. Holy guacamole, it's Jesus. We've been walking with him all day. We've been talking to him. We've been telling him what we saw, and he's been explaining to us the meaning of it. And now he's been eating dinner with us. What in the world? Their eyes were opened. Then their eyes were opened. They recognized him, and he disappears from their sight. Now that would be a mind blower. The guy you think is God is crucified and died. You go, well, that was, we missed that one. Whew. We thought that guy was God. And then we hear he's been resurrected, but we really don't believe it. And then a guy, stranger, walks along with us, and then he breaks the bread, and all of a sudden we realize, it's him. It's him. And just as soon as we recognize it's him, bam, he disappears. That was illumination. In their grief, they could not see Jesus was with them. They had had this enormous loss, and they couldn't see. They just couldn't see it. They needed illumination. I don't know what you've lost this last year. You may have lost a loved one. You may have lost your health. You may have lost your job. You may have lost an important relationship or a big deal. And you are grieving, and you cannot see that every step of the way, Jesus has been walking with you. You have never been alone. You have never been by yourself. That God is with you, walking with you, but your eyes are blinded. You can't see it. Now do you realize how important illumination is? Batteries included. Without illumination, you just look at a book, and a lot of it doesn't make sense. It's just words on a page. Great story, fine. But when God opens your eyes, bam, I see the solution to my problems. Bam, I see the barrier to my progress. Bam, I see the protection that God has for all the things that are attacking me. And bam, I see he's with me all the time. How do I get that kind of illumination? You must do five things. Can you write fast? Five things to get your eyes open, to cooperate with the Holy Spirit so he can illuminate, so he can photizo, so he can enlighten your mind. Number one, this one's obviously basic. I must begin a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the starting point. If you don't have this one, you are spiritually blind and you don't have any hope of seeing things from God's point of view. You got to get the connection first. You can't just know about Jesus. You got to know him. You got to have a relationship. You got to be born again. You've got to be saved. You must accept his salvation. And until you begin that relationship, you're blind. Sorry, you can only see from a human viewpoint. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the man without the Spirit, that means he's not born again, does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of man, Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him. And he cannot understand them. Underline that. He cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. This is why it is nonsense to try to expect unbelievers to act like believers until they are. You can make all the laws in the world to make people act and do the right thing, but they're not going to do it because it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. My eyes are blinded until I have the connection with God. Look up here on the screen, 2 Corinthians 4:4. The devil who rules this world has blinded the minds of those who do not believe. They cannot see the light of the good news. They just can't see it. I didn't see it. You didn't see it. None of us saw it until we stepped across the line. And then all of a sudden, boom, the blinders came off. That's why Jesus says in John 3:3, I tell you the truth. No one can see, the kingdom of God. You can't see what God's doing until he is born again. Now, if you haven't had that yet, we're going to settle that one at the end of this service today. So hang on. Number two, the second thing you have to do is I must ask God in faith to open my eyes. I ask God in faith to open my eyes. And I pray Psalm 119:18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Anybody ever heard that verse? That's this week's memory verse. Let's say it together. Psalm 119:18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Psalm 119:18. Now, why did I have you memorize that last week? Because I want you to be able to pray it every day when you open your Bible. It's the first thing you should pray. Before you even read the Bible, you need batteries included. You need the illumination. And you need to say, Lord, before I even read this, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law, in your word, whatever. Now, here's the point. There are wonderful things in this book. It's filled with wonder-filled things. But when you don't see them, it's not the Bible's fault. It's because you're blind. You can't see the wonder-filled things until your eyes have been opened. So if your eyes are not open, you're going to read the Bible, go, I don't get it. It just seems dull. It seems blind. I just don't get it. Because you're not seeing. You must have your, it takes more than revelation. It takes illumination.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com.
Is it enough to just love the Word and to learn the Word? Pastor Rick Warren says no. If we want to see lasting changes and real growth in our lives, we've got to live the Word too. That's why Rick created the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit. This kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page, 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods that Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find a personal 40 Days in the Word journal and Bible verse memorization cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called How We Can Know the Bible Came from God and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Next verse, James 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will, promise, will be given to him. But I got to ask in faith for God to open my eyes. Number three, I come with a humble attitude. If I come to the Word of God and I just go, I already got it all figured out, then you're not gonna get anything. Your eyes are gonna be closed. You come with a humble attitude. Psalm 25:9. He guides the humble. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. He'll point you on the path to success. I ask God in faith to open my eyes. I come with a humble attitude. Number four, this is a big one. I cleanse my heart of sin and conflict. I cannot get my eyes opened if my body and mind is full of junk. That's why the Bible says in Matthew 5:8, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. You can't see it unless your heart is pure. Now, that doesn't mean perfect. If only God illuminated the minds of people who are perfect, nothing would happen. None of us are perfect. Pure in heart means I'm caught up to date on my confession. There's nothing between me and God. Yeah, God, I agree. That was right. That was wrong. And you're right. And I just confess. I don't allow the garbage to pile up in my life. Blessed are the pure in heart. They will see God. If I'm out here filling my mind with garbage, and I'm filling my mind with bitterness and lust and resentment and guilt and anger and jealousy and envy, all that stuff in my mind, I'm not going to see it. I must have a clear conscience. I must cleanse my heart of sin, and not just sin, but conflict. Notice the next verse, 1 John 2:11. Whoever hates his brother is in the darkness, and he walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he's going. Whoa. You want to know why you don't know where you're going? Because you got unresolved conflict in your life. Whoever hates his brother is in darkness, walks around in darkness. He doesn't know where he's going because the darkness has blinded him. That means if I'm out of whack relationally, I'm not going to get anything out of the word. The Bible says you cannot be right with God and wrong with others. You cannot love God and hate others. You cannot be reconciled to God and not be reconciled with others. That's why the Bible says if you got something wrong with a brother, it said when you come to church and you bring an offering, he says you got something wrong with somebody or they got it wrong with you, you leave your offering there, you go make it right with that person, and then you come back and you finish your worship. Because you cannot worship God while you're out of whack with somebody else. So if you really want your mind open, you want to see the solution to your problems and the barriers to your progress and the defenses to your attackers and the fact that God is with you, you may need to make a phone call this afternoon. You may need to forgive somebody. You may need to ask forgiveness. You mean to let somebody off the hook. You say, well, I can't let go of that grudge. Listen, you don't hold a grudge. It holds you. Let it go. Because until you do, you are blind and you cannot see with spiritual eyes. Ask God to open my eyes. Come with a humble attitude. Cleanse my heart of sin and conflict. And number five, I commit in advance to do what God says. This is unqualified, unconditional obedience. I say, God, I'm getting ready to sit down here and I need you to teach me what I need to do this week with my kids and my wife and my family and my business, and I need you to teach me. And I'm telling you in advance that I'm going to do what you want me to do, even when it doesn't make sense, even when I don't understand it, even when I don't agree, even when it isn't popular, even when it isn't easy. I'm saying yes, even before you tell me what to do. Psalm 119, 33 and 34. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees, and then I will keep them. You just teach me, and I'll do it. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law, and I will obey it with all my heart. Whatever you show me, I'm going to act on it. Now, why? Because acting on it is the bottom line. And God's not going to give you step two until you act on step one. So James 1:22, the last verse on the outline, is today's memory verse for this week. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. Now, remember, we memorize a verse by saying it aloud. You say the reference at the beginning, at the end. So let's say this one aloud together. James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. By the way, what is James 1:22? Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. Would you pray this prayer with me in your mind? If you've never invited Christ into your life, say, Jesus Christ, I open my life to you. I need to be born again. I need to be spiritually renewed. I need to be saved. I've known about you, but I've never put my trust in you. I've never asked you into my life, and I'm doing it now. Thank you for dying on the cross for me, for forgiving all the wrong things I've ever done. I want to learn to love you. I ask you to open my eyes, God, to see the solutions to the problems that are right in front of me. Open my eyes to see the barriers that are holding back the progress, even if it's me. And Lord, in all of my loss and my grief and my confusion, open my eyes to see that there's never been a second you weren't walking with me. You've been right there with me all along, even when I couldn't see it. In faith, I ask you to open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I want to come to you every day with a humble attitude. I don't want to trust in my way or my own understanding, but I want to acknowledge you in every area of my life. I ask you to clean out my heart of all the junk and garbage and sin and bad attitudes, and help me to make reconciliation in the conflicts in my life. I don't want to be walking around in the dark. I don't want to be not knowing where I'm going. So I'm telling you right now in advance that I want to do whatever you tell me to say, whether I understand it or not, because you're God and I'm not. I don't want to merely listen to the word and so deceive myself. I want to do what it says. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today, but first, is it enough to just love the Word and learn the Word? Pastor Rick Warren says, no. If we want to see lasting changes and real growth in our lives, we've got to live the Word too. That's why Rick created a tool called the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit. This kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods that Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find a personal 40 Days in the Word journal and Bible verse memorization cards with 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called How You Can Know the Bible Came from God, and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com. or 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. And now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Hey, everybody. I've got some really big news I'm going to tell you about. Our Daily Hope app has been completely redesigned, and it's available now. I want you to get this Daily Hope app. What we did is we listened to all your feedback, and we installed all the improvements that you suggested and asked for. The devotional is now easier to read. It's got a darker font. The option to increase the font size is there. We've made it easy to share this devotional with other people. You can even broadcast it right from your phone. It's really cool. Now, here's how you get the app. To get the app on your iPhone, visit the iTunes App Store and search for Daily Hope with Rick Warren. To get the app for an Android device, visit the Google Play Store and search for Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, the official Daily Hope app has our yellow and blue sunburst logo. You're familiar with that. Our app is a convenient way to get your daily dose of Daily Hope. I want you to get this app today. So download the app now and get started.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.